This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on Monday, January 18th, Martin Luther King Day. We'll reserve some time for him in that discussion and holidays in general later on in the hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We have our cameras on. We have our microphones on. What is it? 3, 2, 1, action, live from New York.
Lights, camera, action.
Live from Los Angeles. That's where Jennifer is. Live from New Jersey. That's where Victoria is. Live from Nashville.
Sounds a lot less sexy when you say it live from New Jersey.
Right. Why? Well, how sexy is it? Live from the farm. It's Doug with Jennifer. Yeah, I'm just thinking about what it is that in our body is like the tools that we use in the business. The microphone, is that kind of like... It's kind of like a speaker. I mean, it's like a, what in our body is comparable to the microphone? Or just our voice box, would you say?
Our mouth.
Yeah, what comes out of our mouth? Mm-hmm. Mm. I guess I think about it, all the tools that we have that we use in the business are tools that we have in our body, right? Like the eyes or the cameras, that sort of thing. The mouth, the ears, what ears we have headsets on, that kind of stuff. I'm always intrigued by what we have naturally, what our abilities are naturally, what God given us to use as tools. It's kind of a cool thing when you think about how your body works. All right, so let's grab a few of the headlines and see what we need to be thinking about. What's the relationship of Pence to Miss, what's her face, the vice president? I don't even want to use her name. Is that disrespectful?
What's her face?
Yeah, I don't like her, and so I kind of ignore her. I am liking what Biden's doing. I like a lot of what he's doing, frankly. But I'm not.
You mean Kamala Harris? Is that who we're talking
about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently she had an incident where somebody recorded her, Jennifer, with a British accent. She was making fun of people. She's off to a great start. What's that all about?
It was that she reverted to kind of this British accent, which is something that I think a lot of, people who are in government and actually in Hollywood right now are sort of getting under attack for to try to take on the characteristics of the people that you're trying to talk to, right? It doesn't work well when you go to the South and you try to put on airs as a Southern accent. This was something that Kamala Harris got kind of raked for over the weekend. But I think more importantly is that she is going to have a really big impact on the Biden presidency. And we talked before about how California could, the rest of the country could get to know California quite well because it seems that there are going to be a lot of California policies rolled out. And what I thought was interesting is over the weekend, the LA Times had a big speech that said, or big speech, big op-ed that said, Make America California Again. That was the headline about how Kamala's influence from California, because she has been around a career politician in California so long, how California policies are going to make their way across the country. So more than just making fun of the fact that she's bringing up accents, I think it's important to know that she's going to be very hands-on in this role. And what policies is she going to bring with her to the Biden administration, I think is probably even more of a fair conversation to have.
Hmm. All right, so the relationship she has with Pence, is there a relationship at all? Do they talk? Are they been in communication with each other?
I mean, it's cordial. I mean,
Seems like it, yeah.
Why not, under the circumstances?
Well, they've worked together in the Senate for a long time, so, you know, everybody, at some point, you would think that everyone has moments of civility where they have to just hang out and or they're stuck in a room together or they're in the Capitol gym together or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that we hear those stories all the time.
What sort of things in the future, let's look to the future down the road, inauguration this week, what things, I saw a big article, two or three of them actually over the weekend, of things that Biden wants to do the first day to change what has been done by Trump. Is there something that really stands out there? Is immigration part of it? What's going to change the
immigration's the most troublesome, I think, for me, because he says on day one he's going to come in and kind of hit the ground running. He says he's going to cancel the Keystone Pipeline. And then I think maybe the most troubling is that he wants to give immediate citizenship to like 11 million people, I think, right off the bat.
It's not just 11 million random people, though. This made big news in Ireland over the weekend because there are a lot of Irish people who have been living here, working here with visas, and have had no clear path to citizenship. And so that all changes immediately with his new immigration policy. And actually, groups from around the world have actually said that if this is the most comprehensive and thoughtful and well laid out plan that they've seen in a very long time, if not ever. So
the problem is that we can't even handle what's happening in our country right now. Crime is surging all over the place. There is COVID stuff that is not in hand yet, and we're still rushing to make more people citizens. They're doing it because they're trying to bring in voters, and I understand it. It's political. They don't want Republicans to ever win an election again. I get it. But let's talk about what's good for the country and not what's good for our political.
Well, Republicans never winning an election again isn't good for the country. Having all Democrats in charge, as we will see, I predict it won't take a lot of heavy lifting to look at it. If Democrats control both Senate and House and the White House, that's always disaster. When one party is in charge, it's just not good. It's not healthy. It's not going to be, a balance that's necessary, like it or not, whatever it is. And I get tired of listening to people. That's why I made mention of what Bill Maher said on the weekend on his program about red states, blue states. And he's more of a Democrat than he is a Republican, and he certainly is more likely to take a swipe at Republicans than Democrats, but he took a real good swipe at the Democrats, especially California Democrats, as to what an outrage this, and he does the program for them, lives there. He gave an example, which I thought was really good. He's been trying to get solar power installed at his home in the Hollywood Hills for 4 years. And one permit comes, and then somebody else says, you need another permit, and a permit, and a permit, and a permit. And we've just become, I see that here in my community. You just discouraged. I was going to have somebody do some work on the ice cream shop, and he just gave up because there were so many permits and so many people say, no, you can't do this. The law says that. Here are the regulations, blah, blah, blah. We are killing ourselves with regulations. They just are. I've choose to ignore most of them. And if somebody catches me, then I say, oh, geez, I didn't know that was a regulation. Because there's too many. No matter what the circumstance, there are too many regulations. And I think that these guys are going to put, that's one of the things that disturbs me, especially environmental stuff. Trump did not drain the swamp when it came to the EPA well enough. And so putting some of these same little wet behind the ears people in charge of the EPA doesn't do anybody any good. It won't help the country, that's for sure. But it's a business. It's like solar power. You know, I believe in solar power. I'm going to put in solar power in the new buildings on the farm. But, you know, there's a point at which you need to be able to make your own decisions instead of having the government tell you you got to do it this way, you got to do that, blah, 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 blah. It gets tiresome, really tiresome and unnecessary. So as far as Joe Biden's speech, this is all going to be, where is he actually going to be, Jennifer, when he delivers his acceptance speech? In the White
Capitol.
House? In the Capitol? Where?
Same spot, right?
On
outside.
The stairs. On the steps, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. So again, who's going to be there? Just members of the House and the Senate and his family and that sort of thing?
I think so. I think George Bush will be there, too.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Yeah, former presidents, whoever can be there. And then, I think each member of the House has one ticket, or one guest pass. So I'm not sure that's how it was, but that still can add up to a lot of people. So I'm not sure. I think a lot of people are just going to stay home. You know, some of the people who were involved in the Capitol break-in or insurrection or whatever you want to label it, that they're still under quarantine. Because there have been a lot of positive cases
explosions.
That came from that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. A lot of it. So the impeachment, where is that, as long as we're talking about the end of the world here?
They're going to transmit the article of impeachment as soon as Biden gets sworn in. So it would either happen Wednesday or Thursday. The Senate goes back into session Tuesday.
What's Biden said about all this? Anything?
He said it's not his job. He's focused on what he has to do, and that's not his job to handle impeachment. It's not. So he's letting...
Here's my first negative statement about President-elect Biden. That's an idiotic move. Yeah, because I usually don't call him President-elect. But he's an idiot, because here's the thing. What an impeachment is going to do is totally subvert his first 100 days in office, because the attention will be off of him, and it'll be on the almost sure argument about whether or not you can impeach someone who's already out of office. If you
He can't stop it. It's not his power to stop it.
Well, he can, because he's in charge of the party now. So he can go to Chuck Schumer and say, this is not the best use of our time. We shouldn't do this, because he has all the control. The Democrats are in control of everybody, Senate, House, whatever. So he'll be able to strongly suggest them not doing it. And it would behoove him not to, because what's going to happen is that they're going to try to make this a little political tit for tat, right? They're going to try to go after him again, and you're going to have weeks of arguments that are going to go up to the Supreme Court about whether or not a private citizen can be impeached. And then watch out if the Supreme Court says that a private citizen can be impeached, because then you can go after Obama for Benghazi. You can go after George Washington for owning slaves. You can go after name the president and put in the crime. Bill Clinton again. I mean, come on.
Sounds like a game show.
It's like ridiculous. The guy's not in office anymore. Move on. Get your agenda started so that you can get your successful first 100 days under your belt. Already, they only have 5 confirmation hearings scheduled, when at this time, in normal circumstances, you have 12, 13, 14 confirmation hearings already
set up.
New people that are supposed
to be in the administration. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we'll have lots of things that are on roll, I'm sure, of course, around the next week or so. As the times, they are changing, as it were. Speaking of time, 17 after the hour, your nose is your body's air filter. I say that all the time. How'd you like to clean out your sinus without using any drugs whatsoever? Yep, have a clean nose. Use Navage. The Navage nasal care system operates only with the Navage salt pod capsule. Creates a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. So when you stick it in your nose, Victoria, does it smell like, taste like salt? What is it? What comes is
the
smell like salt?
Well, it doesn't taste like anything. It's not in your, no, it's just salt water that floods through your nostrils. So if you've ever taken a dive into the ocean, that's what it feels like.
Ah, okay. So it works. That's the bottom line here for so many people. Millions of people are on the Navage system, cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It's a very, very productive way for you to keep your nose clean all the time, day after day after day. Go to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com for the information and to buy the product.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Is the cost of finishing a basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse, because of the cookies and the bread, exceptional baked goods and treats from E-bonds Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to E-bonds Bakehouse, ebondsbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies, because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products, no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbondsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three at the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is here with our social media. I want to find out through some kind of a poll or input how parents are teaching their children the value of wearing a mask. How is that being done? And, of course, we have the focus on the two big jackpots. Powerball is way up again, no winner in the last few days. And same thing with Mega Millions. No big winners there, so where is that number? Oof. Between the two of them, it's like a billion and a half or something. So that's not a bad deal. We'll figure out what you would do if the jackpot came your way. Questions and answers and input from our social media right after this.
Your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hey, in terms of where we are with the, we have a lot of activity here, and it's very, I guess, actually satisfying to see how people are paying more attention to our social media. It's one of the reasons that Jay is here, to give you access to be heard. Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So what are we cleaning up from stuff that's been in there over the weekend, let's say?
Oh, over the weekend stuff. Let's see, getting into anything good, what you did this weekend, bonus points for photos. Always love seeing what people got into. There are a good amount of sunrise photos, too, that were posted on Facebook at DJV Show.
That's
yeah,
nice.
And then with the lottery and nobody winning, it kind of spurred the question, what would you do if you had a mass amount of money? Like, what would you do with it if you won the lottery or received some unknown inheritance or something?
And?
Posted to Facebook and Twitter, Eric said he'd invest half and split the other half with family and friends, then take a nice vacation. And Deanna tweeted she would buy land and build a compound she, her family, and closest friends can live on.
Really? Where is she? What part of the country?
Neighborhood.
What part is it? Does she say where she lives? What part of the country she's in?
Yeah. No, she didn't.
Interesting to see where if there's enough land wherever she is to be able to do that. All right, so what else?
Let's see here. Last week it was Dress Up Your Dog Day, and so of course we wanted to see fur babies. And that's just always a good smile, having the fur babies that you can go see, especially when they're in clothes, and those are all on Facebook.
A lot of stuff on Facebook, which is good. That's the one I think is most popular of ours. Anyway, so we're going to ask a question. What's the question about children wearing masks? Do you teach your children, or have you given them a mask, or do you see most children wearing masks? I was thinking of that because I have a picture in my mind of my grandson wearing a mask out riding his bicycle. So that's what sort of prompted me to wonder what other people, maybe pictures of that too, huh? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And at what age does it get a little bit easier talking to kids about masks? I'm sure a 3-year-old is much different than a 10-year-old.
Well, at what age is it appropriate to wear a mask? That might be, is it 3 is too young, 2 is too young? Well, I mean, at what age do you think it makes sense for a child to, the child's out in public, if you just have the child at home, no, I don't see why anybody wears a mask at home. But when you go out and about, at what age do you... I think that's the question, frankly.
I think
what
there
age
are guidelines, but I don't know. I have friends who have little ones who are, 4 or 5, 6 years old, and they all are in, preschool or whatever, and they all wear a mask, or when they go out, they're fine.
I have the common sense, see if that prevails here. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen. That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is a federal holiday in the United States, marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January every year.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
King was the main spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. The domain for Parler, the conservative-friendly social media platform, was back online on Sunday with a message. Hello, world. Is this thing on? Parler CEO John Mates wrote on the website above a note from the company saying the platform would be restored after challenges were resolved. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Some awesome divisional playoffs in the National Football League over the weekend have revealed who's moving on and the guys that get to watch the remainder of the 2020 season from the couch. On Saturday, the Packers beat the Rams 32-18. The Bills knocked out the Ravens 17-3. On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-17. And finally, the Breeze versus Brady showdown has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving on with the win over the Saints 30-20. Drew Breeze after the game.
There are obviously so many incredible memories, so many incredible relationships that have come as a result of playing this game, and then you find out so much about yourself, and you have to fight through so much, you know, when you play this game. And I say this season probably had to fight through more than I've ever had to in any other season in my career, from injury to all the COVID stuff to just crazy circumstances, and it was worth every moment of it. Absolutely.
Tom Brady after the game.
Yeah, just so proud of our, you know, everyone, the whole organization, you know, our coaches have put in so much work and effort getting us this point and preparing us every day, and just done an amazing job. And, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team, and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice, and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining. So it's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but... You know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
So what's cooking today? It's Monday, January 18th. That's a program, actually, that Jennifer's father does. What's cooking? Starring Mike Horn. No, this is Doug Steffen. I'm not into cooking. Can you imagine me doing a cooking show, Victoria? How'd that work out for?
I don't know. You seem to survive off your own cooking, but I don't know if anyone else would want to try it.
Oh, really?
I think you've only given yourself food poisoning a few times.
Well, it goes with the territories. You know, it's more often when we used to go out to eat a lot, I would say we collectively. I don't like going out to eat by myself, so I eat at home. If I'm with somebody and I want to go out, I do enjoy going out to a good fish place or some place that's created. We have a Fresh City here. Do you have one of those down where you are that's organic, fresh stuff? It's kind of like there's a new food service that offers only veggie, it's called plant-based something or other, but it's all plant-based food that has protein and all the things in it. It's supposed to be very good for you, that sort of thing. So I'm wondering about restaurants. Most everything is closed today because it's Martin Luther King's birthday. The post office is shut down, government is shut down, schools are shut down, banks don't open, that sort of thing. Can you think of anything else that's not? Most of the malls and stores will be open for sure. That's pretty much that always has been a tradition, or at least in modern times it is, have the stores all open so people can go. But who's actually thinking about Martin Luther King? There's a documentary that's supposed to air today, directed by a fellow named Sam Pollard. It basically chronicles the FBI's harassment of Martin Luther King. The gay guy who ran the, you know, he was always after somebody who was different, but nobody ever knew when he was alive that J. Edgar Hoover was as gay as a goose. If that's not a, he, his partner, interesting in life, used to like to wear dresses. He was the assistant director of the FBI. And so he was such a bigot. I mean, he was a complete bigot. And so he took, I mean, there were a lot of other people in that time in the 60s. I mean, I look back to what I didn't know anything. I was in high school. So I didn't pay as much attention to the kind of things that were going on as I do now and as I have as an adult. But I certainly knew Martin Luther King. And I remember the day he was shot and what the world felt like, because it was close to that song, Abraham Martin and John. You know that song, Victoria? Done by Dion. Yeah, find that. Will you please? That's a perfect song for today, Phil. Abraham, Martin, and John. Anyway, so November the 2nd, 1983, Reagan signed a bill to create a federal holiday to honor Dr. King. The bill was passed in the Senate 78-22, in the House 338-90. It was first observed in 1986. There were only two other figures that had national holidays honoring them, the two presidents and Christopher Columbus. Man, do I want to see an end to Columbus Day. It's so outrageous to put them, to put him in the same category as our presidents or even Martin Luther King. I think it's a damned outrage. So for those of you who don't remember this song, this came out after Martin Luther King was killed.
Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone.
This is a story, obviously, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, and John F. Kennedy. That was, crack it up a little more, Phil. You know another song, Victoria?
Maybe. I mean, it sounds maybe.
Jade, does it ring a bell with you?
No idea.
Really?
Was this written, like, what's the context? Like, what's the connection to Martin Luther?
The connection was he was, well, it's the song is about the killing, the murder, the assassination of these three leaders. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
John F. Kennedy. And Martin Luther King. They were all assassinated.
This,
this song came out 67, 68, somewhere in there. Phil, it probably says on the recording that you're playing what year it came out, but I don't know. Kennedy was killed in 62. Martin Luther King was killed in 66, somewhere in there. Yeah, this song came out in 68. Yep.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that's going around on social media that I just saw is that Anne Frank, you know, famous, you know,
French.
Escapee from the Nazis.
Yep. Right.
Anne Frank and Martin Luther King were born in the same year.
Really?
They both would have been 92 or 93 today. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Just reminds you that, like, history isn't that far away, you know? The Holocaust. Martin Luther King being assassinated.
All these things.
It's not that far away.
Not that far back,
that long
for sure.
Ago.
Yeah, there's day, people, there used to be, I don't want to say parades, but they'd be get-togethers. Now we can't do any of that stuff. Although I did notice that a group locally here was having, there's a black church in the town next to me, Marlboro, where they're having a Martin Luther King Day. We can come to church he's reached the status of almost being a godlike character with some who are interested in social justice. They look at him as the god of it, and I use God as in a small letter, but still, he's been the father of it, maybe. There's a group called Dignity Matters that gets their mantra from much of what Martin Luther King has done. I don't know if you know that group, Victoria. Anyway, it's just, I see more in my community focus on diversity and equity and inclusion. You see more of that now. And I don't know why that is. Why is it just now again, going back to what you said a few minutes ago about how it's this is all recent stuff, and maybe it's taken this long for people to kind of figure out how to do it. Meanwhile, most of the Martin Luther King, the stuff that's being done today to celebrate his life is all virtual, as you can imagine. Other than that stuff in the church, I don't know of anything else that's being done. There's certainly no large gatherings for this. That would be very anti-COVID, right? So does that mean that less people will pay attention to him? I don't think so. I think the news media is, I like the objective media that tells the story of his life and what he did, not necessarily some of the pejorative. I mean, the guy had his, he was a human being. He did things that he wasn't happy about. He cheated on his wife, and that didn't help his reputation any. But that isn't a reason to denigrate him. It's a reason to denigrate him because of that particular aspect of his life. But the other side of it is he did a lot of good things that were very helpful. And not just about black. I mean, the human consciousness. When you see some of the video that was shot when they went over the bridge, for example, in Selma, and you see the looks on the white police officers' faces when they're whacking these people with their billy clubs, you know, stuff like that. It's sick. Why is it that we have perpetrated among some, not only in America but around the world, that the color of your skin makes you different? The color of your skin doesn't make a damn difference as to who you are and what you're about. It may, in your experience, change your point of view, but in terms of what your body is all about, white people, black people, people from all around the world have the exact same genome. It's 98, 99% the same no matter who you are and where you are. So anyway, I find people need to calm down a little bit about some of the things people with prejudices. Where do you get those prejudices and why do you have to ever examine that? I think something to think about. Why do you have prejudices? We all have them. I admit to having them. I grew up around a lot of people who, my father was an orphan from South Boston. They had unbelievable, the Irish and the Italian stuff still goes on. Whether you think it does or doesn't, it still does. Why? What is there about you that you think you're better than somebody else? Why? How'd that get into your brain? Sometimes it has to do with the arrogance of money. That's for sure. I think there's a lot of that sort of that goes around. Anyway, I'm not here to preach. I just think it disturbs me when I see people who are just so fixated on their difference. And, maybe politics is the best example of this, Victoria, when you get right down to it. You know, I'm a good person because I'm a Republican and you're a bad person because you're a Democrat. I'm a good person because I'm white. You're a bad person because you're black. What the hell? Who thinks like that? Unfortunately, a lot of people think like that.
Way too many people.
Yep. In a moment, we're going to find out what FANG is. FANG in the focus next on the DJV program. The MyPillow folks want you to know how they've hit the ground running with the beginning of the year and all their promotions. Giza Dream Sheets, on sale right now. Roll and Go Travel Pillows, on sale right now. All of their pillows, in fact, on sale pretty much all the time. Different deals here and there. The Roll and Go pillows. Yep, yep, yep. I like those. The seat cushions that you can get. I got one of those from my friend Donald, who drives a truck a lot on the farm, and he likes to have his cushion. You know what I mean? It's just needs to be comfortable. That's a good way to do it. My pillow bed toppers. You know, I can go through the whole list of things. It's page after page after page after page. When you go to MyPillow.com, all the premium products they have there, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillows that you will ever own. You can wash them, you can dry them. It's cool. Washable, dryable, stay healthy with these pillows. Get rid of the yuckabungas. That's kind of like the same message as the Navage. Keep them clean. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find all kinds of amazing offers when you use the discount code DJV. Buy them and enjoy them. Keep your pillows fresh. Keep your sheets fresh. Get the good stuff at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, 2 ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 33. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
All right, so here is the story of Fang. All I can think of when I think of Fang is a character... isn't that what they used to call one of the characters on Sesame Street? Fang? Wasn't there a Fang? I'm pretty sure there was a Fang. All right, anyway, Fang, there was, if I go back any further than that, there was a Fang associated with an old character actor named Arnold, I can see him, but I can't remember his last name. Anyway, the point being that I'm focused on Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, and they have put together a plan that, you know, they're trying to. The tech stocks are not doing well in the pandemic; they just aren't. And so, apparently, what Biden's stimulus plan does is it's good for economic growth, but apparently, the 5 big tech stocks, known as FANG, hit the rubber. I guess it's market psychology on the stocks because people are investing their money in medical stuff and they're taking it out of the tech sector, putting it into pharmaceuticals, which I find interesting. 10 before the hour.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some can.
Dad?
I like listening to some of the advantage. Yeah, playing catch. Field of Dreams.
I'd like that.
Some of them there. That's an outtake from the movie. Some think it was Kevin Costner's finest moment. I'm not sure about that. He's had a lot of fine moments in his career. How old is he? Would you say his birthday was today, Chucker, right?
65 years old. I'm
65.
A big fan. You know,
yeah.
I tell you something about that clip. When you watch that clip, the way it's edited, in the original edit of that film, of that clip, he does not use the word dad. And they went back into the editing room and they had him voice over dad. So when you see him say that line, he says dad off camera. And then you want to have a catch is on camera. And the fact that he used the word dad, I think it makes it so much more powerful.
So powerful.
I think one of the greatest endings in the history of movies. That is a classic film. But if you look at Costner's career, it's a good one. The Untouchables in 87. I love that film. Dances with Wolves. He won the Oscar for Best Director, Best Picture, 1990. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, tremendous entertainment value. Field of Dreams, iconic. The Bodyguard, a massive hit. No Way Out, a really good film. His career started to change somewhat when he did the big budget action film Waterworld, which lost Universal Pictures a lot of money, and the critics were inclined to that film. I like it, though. And then he did The Postman, which was a massive bomb for Warner Brothers. And then his magic carpet ride of doing anything he wanted sort of changed. But he's had a really good career. He's doing Yellowstone now on the Paramount Network, which is very popular. And I thought he was really good as Clark Kent's father in The Man of Steel.
He was really good in that. Yeah, he's great in that.
Yeah, he's good. There's no question about it. We all have highs and lows in our careers. He's had many more highs than not. So good. Congratulations to him at 65. Kevin Costner, we celebrate. We'll find out what happened at the box office over the weekend right after this.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, so I went to see that new Liam Neeson movie over the weekend, Chucker, which turned out to be number one at the box office. And for me, anyway, it's the kind of movie I like these stories, that not just an action shoot 'em up, but a story, and it's a good story. It was well told. I think I liked the filming. It was just I pretty much liked the whole thing. I think it's a good story for people to see. And as far as I'm concerned, Liam Neeson still holds it up. Still got it.
I agree.
Still makes it work. Yep. Yep.
And it did.
Yep.
It was number one. It did 3.7 million at the box office. Obviously, in normal times, that's not good. But in the world of COVID, it is what it is. It's an interesting story. What do you think of this? The Consumer Technology Association, now I have no idea who that is, but they have projected approximately $112 billion will be spent in 2021 to create streaming content for various services. $112 billion on streaming content.
That's, we were talking about something that's on Netflix about Martin Luther King. Who saw it? I was the one who made mention of it because I haven't seen it, but I heard somebody tell me that it was very One Night in Miami, I think it's called. What was the premise behind it, Victoria? Do you remember?
It's Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Jim Brown, and Sam Cooke. The four of them together in one night. Regina King's the director. So it's a fictionalized account of what would have happened if they had that one night in Miami.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
getting Oscar buzz. And, you know, speaking of the Oscars, even though the mass populace has not seen any of these films, the inside the industry has, and there will be some sort of Oscar ceremony, I think, in April.
Ridiculous. What are they going to celebrate? It's no movies. I did see the James Bond trailer, though, for the first time in the movies. It looks like typical James Bond fare. It's just, you know, it's what you expect. That's not coming out till later in the year.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.